9th parak of Amatzia, Mishnah Yud Beis, Echad Scha Odom, Echad Scha Behemah, Echad Scha Kelim, Yesh B'Misham Yemeh Titan Svoro, Yesh B'Misham Latolim Pula Socha Yitcha Adaboyke. Renting out a person or an animal or Kelim, all these things have this mitzvah that you have to pay within the day that he finished. And they also have the lease to say that you're not allowed to leave it over till the morning. You have to pay right away within that half a day. So the chiddush here is not only when you're hanging out a person, but also if you're hanging out an animal or a kelim. And once again, the time of payment is when the thing is finished. From that point of time, you have till the end of the day or the end of the night. The mitzvah and the iser is only if they demanded the payment. If the one who worked for you or rented out to you says or doesn't bother being tavayim, demanding the money, then you're not over. You won't be mekayim the mitzvah, but you're not over the mitzvah. If they made up that a certain bank or whatever it is, a money changer, will give the poel his work, and the poel was accepted that payment plan. So, and also the baal bais is not oivim because he's not in charge of paying the bank money changer is in charge, and mitzad sheni that a person's also not oivim the iser because he's not the one who hired him out. Well, come on, the proper thing is to pay him on time, but if he doesn't, it's not over the iser. Schir bezmanay nishva v'noitel. If the sacher at the time he's supposed to be paid within that day he says that he wasn't paid and the baal bais doesn't remember, then the one who worked swears that he's owed the money and he will be paid, because we say that the baal bais is torah, he's preoccupied with all his workers and he doesn't remember. But if it's a day later, then we say that you cannot collect just by making a claim it wasn't paid, because we assume that the baal bais by the end of the day makes a cheshbon that he shouldn't be over the iser of lo stolen. Therefore, if the baal bais says that he did pay him already, then he's nishba and he keeps the money. Shvud rabban. Im yesh edim shetvo, areza nishba v'noito. But if we have witnesses that he did demand money from him, and l'maisa. Yeah, so if we have Edom that he demanded the money and the baal bais didn't pay him, then we say nishba v'noita. Gel toshav yesh b'yim yishum b'yim titan z'choray v'yim b'yim yishum l'sol pulas tzalcha yitra adabayke. Gel toshav, he has mitzvah of v'yim titan z'choray, and he doesn't have the problem of there's no iser of the loisa say tolim pulas itcho adabayke. Once again, ger toish is a person who did not go through the full geris, but he does keep the shavu mitzvah b'nei noach and accept him as a ger toish. So ma'isa, we're saying that such a person, since he was mekayem himself not to worship avodah zarah and keep the mitzvahs he's supposed to keep as a goy, so that there's no issur l'isolim, because over there it says re'acha. Re'acha means a Jew. He's not a Jew, but the essay of Yom Tov Tzvi does apply to him.